Welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It is 9:35 and time to get an update from the Johnson Cancer Research Center. We have Communications and Outreach Coordinator Marcia Locke joining us here on the phone. Good morning.
Hi, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. It's always good to get updated from you guys. I know the big event is coming up next weekend, the Fighting for a Cure, and part of the homecoming game next week against KU, K-State and KU. Let's talk a little bit about what that all entails.
Okay. Well, as you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, well, K-State does research that's relevant to all kinds of cancers, but we take this time of heightened awareness to tell our story and let people know that even though we don't do treatment, we're doing all kinds of exciting cancer research at K-State in about 100 laboratories and 20 departments of the university. And this is the kind of research that leads to the treatments and cures that help so many of us and our loved ones. So each October on a home football game day, K-State celebrates Fighting for a Cure Day when K-State fans unite in wearing their Fighting for a Cure shirt to the game or anywhere to celebrate the university's fight against cancer and honor the K-State family's cancer survivors and researchers. And the band even wears their pink ribbon. So this year, the seventh annual Fighting for a Cure Day will be next Saturday, October 24th.
I've seen the shirts. The shirts are great. And I imagine anyone could pick them up now at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Fighting for a Cure shirts are available from our center, either in person, if you let us know in advance that you're coming, because, of course, due to COVID, we're kind of changing the staff situation. But you can get them from our center or online, and we ship them out from our office. And probably the most convenient place for most local people would be 1419 Mercantile. A shop at 3039 Anderson Avenue, and they are helping us again this year to sell the shirts, and it's so helpful because, you know, of course, they're open more hours than us, and they have really easy parking, and so, 1419 Mercantile is helping us sell those shirts, and you can get all this information at our website, cancer.ksu.edu, and just click on the big picture of Coach Snyder holding up the shirt.
Dave Lewis is sitting across from me here in the other studio. He's got his on. Imagine he'll probably take a selfie here at some point and get that on our Facebook page so people can see.
I'm hoping so. Yeah, the shirts this year, they're the same as last year, but this year we added sweatshirts, which are really nice, and a lot of people are loving those. And especially, you know, since it's October and our Fighting for a Cure Day is so late in October now, it might be pretty cold. So we're really excited to have the sweatshirts, and but even the T-shirts, these are the nicest, softest, stretchiest T-shirts, and so we have short sleeve and long sleeve T-shirts and the sweatshirts, and they're, I'll describe them real quick. They're a dark gray with the phrase "Fighting, ever fighting for a cure," which, as you probably know, is from the K-State fight song "Wildcat Victory," and it's written in pink and white, and it's topped off by a purple power cat. And we sell the short sleeve ones for $25 and the long sleeve T-shirts for $30. And the sweatshirts for $32. And, of course, all the proceeds support K-State cancer research and education programs for faculty and students. And we're also selling older versions of the shirt. So if you don't like pink or you want a purple shirt or you just want a really good deal on a K-State shirt with a power cat on it, we're selling. We still have some old ones that we're selling for $15.
Okay, very good. So I know Dave was going to say something. I had to take a quick phone call. Did you want to?
Well, I first want to address the phone call. There is a traffic closure on Highway 24 near Sedalia Church at 59th Street. There's a truck, I understand, has been overturned. It was hauling corn, and rescue workers are trying to get the driver out, from what I understand. So that's an area to avoid. Now, be conscientious of that if that's on your route today. So, yes, I have my shirt on. And as Marcia said, it is soft and it is comfortable. And I have been a big fan of this theme, the Fighting Ever Fighting for a Cure, ever since you first started utilizing that, Marcia. So yeah, there will be a couple of pictures. There will be a couple of pictures.
Oh, yeah, good.
Probably one for the station one from the football area.
Oh, good. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. That's, you know, what I do.
Well, and
so Dave's helping out with the social media campaign. So one of the things we like to do to raise awareness of the upcoming big day is share pictures of people wearing the shirt. Often they're like local celebrities and stuff, and just, you know, even just survivors and friends of the center or just K-State lovers who want to support this cause. They can post a picture of themselves in the shirt and use the hashtag Help K-State Fight Cancer and either tag our center or let me know about it. Email me if they don't mind if I share it. And these shirts have raised over, like, probably more than $50,000 over the years for K-State Cancer Research. So all of these different things are helping, and raising awareness is helping sell more shirts, and the shirts are helping us give more money to the faculty and students doing research.
Now, the day before the big game, there is actually the virtual Pink Power Luncheon going to happen, and that is going to be a pretty nice event.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't get together like in usual years where we actually have a big old luncheon, but we are getting together via Zoom next Friday at noon for the Pink Power Luncheon, the 11th annual, and it's going to be a little different, but we have a great speaker. Liz Bendit is a four-time cancer survivor from Leawood. And she has started a business called Balm Box, which I won't elaborate too much on, but it's to help people going through treatment kind of just have a little bit easier time. And so she's going to talk about her experience, and her presentation is called The Finish Line is the Starting Line. And she seems really great. I've talked with her a lot, and it's going to be a really nice presentation. And we'll have some other people, just a couple other short talks about locally available resources for women. And so, registration is required to get the Zoom link. But then we're also going to mail out some materials and even give away a few prizes and mail those out too. And they can get all that information at cancer.ksu.edu also. And if you just do that /pinkpowerluncheon.html, you'll get right to it. But you can also navigate to it.
Great. Awesome. Well, and, you know, so many people are affected by cancer. We all, a lot of us know somebody who's been diagnosed, or you have a family member or friend. I know my mom is a breast cancer survivor. And,
wow.
So, you know, it affects everybody. And, you know, it's so important that we learn more about this and really take action to support the Johnson Cancer Research Center.
I agree. You know, so many people survive cancer now. I mean, not enough, but many do, and that's because of all the steps that have been taken for decades to, you know, from the laboratory research to the translational and then to the clinical side, where they're able to diagnose earlier and treat better and with less side effects and less damage to the body. So all of these things that are better for all of us now are thanks to research. And so it's something we all benefit from. And so, you know, every little bit that people can do to help is making a difference.
So again, we got the Pink Power Luncheon, the virtual Pink Power Luncheon on the 23rd, the Fighting for a Cure at the game next Saturday, K-State's homecoming game against KU. Anything else, Marcia, that you want to highlight here?
That's it for today.
All right. Well, we encourage people to get their shirts. So where can they go online to get more information again?
cancer.ksu.edu.
Okay, very good. Marcia, always appreciate it, and good luck with all the events coming up.
Thank you guys.
Stay tuned. We'll continue in focus after this. We'll hear from the K-State Economics Club on News Radio KMAN after the break.